I tell you, God's good through it all. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing slack or nothing lacking in Him. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn with me. In Hebrews 10:35, I really don't feel like I'll preach this, I'll more or less teach it. So I titled it, He's Ready to Come and I'm Ready to Go. He's ready to come and I am ready to go. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews 10:35, the writer said, anointed by the Holy Ghost to write, cast not away, therefore, your what? How many still got confidence?
Yeah.
I still believe in the Lord. Yeah, God. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
Yep.
How many knows if we'll be faithful, we'll get our reward one of these days?
Yeah.
God promised that. For ye have need of what?
Patience.
That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. Praise God. Thinking about how the services went and everything, and everybody's got a longing to go home. I do. I got a home out here in Lavalette, West Virginia, natural house. But I tell you what, I'm in this race to make it to my eternal home. Oh, holy Lord. Hallelujah. Listen now what Jesus said. Let not, in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Amen.
And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Raise your little hand. He's the way to heaven. How many's glad? He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. I tell you, he gave me a promise a long time ago when he saved my soul. When I fell down on bended knees, Brother Bill, I opened up my heart, and Jesus came on the inside, and he gave me eternal life. He gave me everlasting life. I want you to know that there's life in Jesus. There is resurrection power in Jesus. He's still alive. The grave could not hold him. Where did he go? Oh, Thomas, hallelujah, he's at the right hand of the Father. He sits on the right hand. How many know he's our advocate, our mediator, oh, our intercessor? Ain't you glad tonight that Jesus is alive? He's just as real to you as you want him to be. Oh, praise be to the Lord.
Come on.
Mary and I watched last night Perry Stone. He's a prophecy teacher. And he said he's getting emails and text or emails all the time into his office. People are having visions. People are having dreams about the Lord coming. He said it's all over the world. He said, this man just sent him. He said, I've got to read it. And we've seen it on our computer screen. He said, I've got to read you this letter. This man was in the hospital. He had a deadly disease. He died. And he said his spirit lifted out, went out of his body, and he was drawn up into the glory of the Lord, a shining bright light. He couldn't see Jesus, but it was a bright light. He said the Lord spoke to him, what was it, three times? Three times, and said, You can't come in yet. Your work is not done. My church does, they say that they know and believe I'm coming, but my church overall does not believe that I'm coming soon. Holy Lord. He said he spoke it to him the second time. Said they say they're ready. They say that they believe I'm coming, but they're not believing it. They're not living like I'm getting ready to come. Said the third time, Jesus told him, said, go and tell them that I'm coming soon. Holy Lord of heaven, I believe that with all of my heart. Oh, raise your little hand in the house. I believe that he's coming. Oh, Lord of heaven, I wonder what heaven's going to look like when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many, many mansions. Oh, Lord, how big is that New Jerusalem? 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high. Oh, Lord of heaven, how many mansions could you put in that New Jerusalem? That place called heaven. Oh, hallelujah, it's been over 2,000 years, and Jesus has been up there still preparing. Oh, holy, I believe that he's looking to his Father and saying, Father, I'm ready to go get my bride. I'm ready to go get my church. I'm ready to go get my redeemed and bring them home with me. Hallelujah. How many can say, I'm ready? I got a desire. I got a vision. I can't hardly wait till he comes. The Bible said he's coming for those that love his appearing. Well, praise be to the Lord. I've not looked into his eyes. I've not looked into his face. But one of these days I shall see him as he is, and I shall be like him. Hey, Lord, in a resurrected body, in a glorified body, and we'll never die anymore. There'll be no more sickness. Oh, can you praise him? Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming in glory bright. He said, I'm coming in the glory of my heavenly Father with all of my angels. I'll send my angels with the sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather my elect from the four winds, hallelujah, all over this world. We're waiting on that trumpet. We're waiting on Jesus to descend with a shout and come up hither, my bride.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord. My dad, when he had his first stroke, he had it in our church. Sitting right there where that yellow tambourine. I was sitting on the very front row. Dad was sitting right here. Mary was just sitting back about, I think, about where that seat right there is. My dad just slumped over, just like his. Mary thought he went to sleep. And I looked at him. And all of a sudden, he kept going over, and everybody run over there, and his eyes was glassy. They was big like this. His mouth, his face was twisted, and saliva running out the side of his mouth. Had a major stroke. Needless to say, everybody got on their cell phone. Said, Tommy's daddy had a major stroke here. They called the ambulance to get the ambulance to come in. And I remember, Dad says, the only thing I can remember in that service is Brother Jason Painter come over and laid his big hand right on my head. He said, was it praying for me? Dad could not feel anything in the whole left side of his body, completely numb. They got him up there, took him in, took him back in one of those rooms in the ER. Mary and I, of course, we followed up there. We was in there, and Dad, he was out of it. His eyes glassy, and he couldn't say nothing. Everything was completely numb on his left side. And everybody was a-praying, touch Tommy's daddy, touch Tommy's daddy. And I tell you, Brother Jason closed the church, locked the doors, and went straight up there. Listen to this. When Jason entered the room, all of a sudden, all the feeling came back in my dad. He raised his hand and said, well, there's Brother Jason. Woo! I'm telling you, there's power in Jesus. Raise your little hand and praise him. Oh, Brother Ronnie, you're right. Prayer still works. Prayer, God still answers prayer. Well, hallelujah. Daddy said they put him on the fifth floor of St. Mary's Hospital. He said, I looked outside the window, He said, on that fifth floor, he said, I saw Jesus. He told me, he said, honey, I'm not making this up. He said, I saw Jesus standing outside of my window. He said, I saw the disciples gathered around him. He said, I could not hear what they were saying. He said, it was the most beautiful day that you could ever see. He said, when I looked in the top of that window up in the sky, he said, it was the bluest sky that I ever saw. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, I saw Jesus start ascending up and going up. He said, there was two angels there saying this same Jesus that you see going away from you shall come back in like manner. He said, I watched him ascend up into that blue sky. Hallelujah. And God healed my dad completely. And he came out of that hospital. Praise be to the Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus is real. Hey, Lord, and he'll make himself real to you. Jesus said, if you love me, and if you will serve me, and you keep my commandments, he said, I will love you, and I will manifest myself unto you. Hallelujah, he'll do it. I said, he'll reveal himself to you if you love him, and if you serve him, and if you believe in him, he'll reveal his power unto you.
Lord.
Holy God.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. He's coming again.
Amen.
He's coming for them that are ready. He's coming for them that are looking for him. I'm still looking for him. Sister Sherry, Sister Maria, Sister Linda, hallelujah, Sister Sheila, I'm looking for him. I want to see him. Holy God, listen now. Stay with me. John 5:24. Verily, verily means truly, truly, of a truth, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Listen, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, woo, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Hallelujah. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. Woo! They that have done good unto the resurrection of life. I'm telling you, my daddy wanted me and Mary to take him to the grave. Mommy passed away 2 years before daddy did. Daddy was never the same. Go down to talk to him. He had a longing to see mama. He had a longing to go to heaven. I mean, he's got a longing to go to heaven. I want to go. I mean, he's got loved ones over there already. I got loved ones. I got friends over there. I know that they're in the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Daddy, he said, take me to the grave. I never will forget that. We opened the car, walked up there to the foot of mommy's grave, and big old gravestone there. Daddy wiping the tears. He said, honey, he said, it won't be very long. My body will be laying right beside hers. He said, I'm ready to go and be with your mother and see Jesus. I put my arm around him. I'm ready to go. It wasn't very long after that, the Lord called Daddy away. Them bodies are 6 foot down. Hallelujah. In a casket. In a vault. Has Jesus got power?
Come on.
Oh, God of heaven.
Come on.
Has he got power? The hour is coming. Verily, verily, I say, truly, truly, I say unto you, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming that all that are in the graves shall hear my voice, and they that hear shall come forth out of the graves. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Holy Lord of heaven. Ain't you glad of that? We've got a blessed hope. My Lord, the old ground can't hold me down. Hallelujah. What was it you said, Isaiah? Dust shall sing. I'll dance on my tombstone all the way up. Praise be to the Lord. I got a better place to go. I got a better place to go. Jesus is real. The grave could not hold him. And the dirt ain't gonna hold mommy and daddy. Hallelujah. Your mommy and daddy's already over there. And your sissy's already over there. I tell you, you talk about glory bride in a brand new potty. Oh, praise be to the Lord. No sickness up there. No cripples up there. But everybody is made whole. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Hallelujah.
First Thessalonians 4:13. I suppose teach this. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Paul's a writing. Paul, to know what he's talking about, he said, I know of a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't tell you, of such a one that was caught up into the third heaven. Oh, what I saw. Oh, what I felt. Oh, what I heard. It wasn't lawful for a man to even try to explain it. It was so real. No wonder he was able, Brother Ron, to go to the chop block, because he knew what was waiting on him on the other side. I saw the glory. I saw him on the throne. Woo, hallelujah. Concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe, Ronnie, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Listen, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead shall rise first. Listen, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord when he comes. He could come tonight, Brother Ben, before midnight. I'm a looking for his coming. Ready or not, the Lord is a coming. Ready or not, he's a coming again. Hallelujah. How many could say, I want to go? Woo! And when he comes, he's bringing the spirits of my mommy and my daddy and your loved ones with him. Don't tell me, don't ask me to explain the mystery of it all. But when the body, hallelujah, hears a voice of the Son of God, that body shall come up out of the earth, and that spirit shall come back inside of that body, and he'll turn all of a sudden into incorruption and immortality, a glorified body. Hallelujah. Yeah. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we which are alive and remaining shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I was thinking, you know, many times I've read through Luke, It said there's rejoicing among the angels, in the presence of the angels, over one sinner that repenteth. Listen, angels have never been redeemed. They don't know what it is to be in sin. They've never tasted the dregs of sin. Why would they be rejoicing? It's not the angels rejoicing. There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. When your loved one comes to the altar, bows down and gives their heart to Jesus and wipes the tears and say, "He saves me," I believe Jesus looks at the loved ones and said, your son, your daughter, your loved one just came in. Can you imagine the glory and the joy in the presence of the angels, and they're shouting and said, He came in. He came to Jesus. She came to Jesus in the presence. I tell you, these things the angels diligently seek to look into. The things that was prophesied a long time ago. They don't know what it means to be redeemed. Oh, I believe just my imagination. Jesus, he'll tell our loved ones, he'll say, come on, we're going down and get your son. We're going down and get the bride and get the church. Hallelujah. Your brothers and your sisters down there, come on. Hallelujah. There's going to be a grand reunion. Raise your little hand and praise him. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We're going down to get him. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, in other words, thou unlearned, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. I heard Calvin Ray preaching. How many's ever heard Calvin Ray preach? He said, they did not bury my dad when he died. They never buried my mommy. He said they planted them. He said, what you plant in that ground's gonna come out there. He said, if you was ever in a service with my mommy, while my daddy was a preaching, he said when she shouted, everybody in that house could hear her shouting. He said, I could pick out my mom's voice in a crowd of hundreds of people. Whenever she got happy and she began to shout, he said, I knew that was my mommy. He said, they planted them in the ground. And I know one thing, he said, when that trumpet sounds, they're going to come up. They ain't going to stay in the ground, in the grave. Hallelujah. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body, but it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Listen, now this I say unto you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Jesus said, as the lightning shineth out of the east and shineth in unto the west, he said, so also shall my coming be. That fast, the earth, listen, around the equator is 24,901 miles around the circumference of our earth. A streak of lightning flashing across the sky. at the speed of light can go around, listen, this world 7.5 times in 1 second. Oh, Lord, that's fast. Hallelujah. When Jesus gives that shout, when the trumpet blast sounds, we're coming up out of here. Raise your little hand in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in the victory. Death don't have the victory over a child of God.
Amen.
Death does not have victory over a child of God. It's just a doorway to the eternal. It's just a doorway to get to Jesus. Praise God. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If she wants to come to the piano tonight. Oh, God. Your work and your labor, there's coming a payday. How many knows that?
Amen.
How many's are looking for that payday?
Amen.
How many's are looking for Jesus in the house? Hallelujah. I'm looking for that miracle worker. Oh, glory to God. He's a coming, ready or not, the Lord is a coming.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Wow.
Would you stand with me tonight, those that's able? Hallelujah. Those that's able to stand. Listen, now Paul went on in Thessalonians, he said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. How many knows we're living right in the season, I believe, of the coming of the Lord? It's here.
Amen.
It's here. Listen now. He said, I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, is that what the world is calling for now? Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, you sisters, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Let's find a place and pray here tonight. And say, Jesus, I know your word is real, like Brother Ronnie said. Your word is true, Lord. It's truth. It's truth. I believe your word. Oh, John ended up Revelation, said, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. After all that I've seen on the Isle of Patmos and all of that vision, he said, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
From where he ascended, an angel of the Lord declared that he would be. He said, don't stand here grieving.
Yes, Lord.
For the one that you see leaving, a blind man is coming back. For you and me.
trumpet's gonna sound so loud.
In the end,
yes it will. In the twinkling of an eye,
it's by the strength
that eastern sky. I believe he's coming back
like you say.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
I believe that the time is near.
It's near. The Holy Ghost
is appearing. This could be the hour. This could be the day when the saints from every nation lose their gravitation
in the
middle of the
earth.
Praise the Lord. Death, don't scare me. Hallelujah. I know what's awaiting. I've served him for almost 51 years. I'm anxious to come.
Sound so loud. Ain't no way today. In the twinkling, yes, the Lord, he's gonna split the eastern sky. I believe he's coming back like he said.
I believe that the time is near.
It's daring, it's daring.
That will soon see his appearing. This could be the hour. Yes,
this could be the day
when the saints, from every nation, will lose their gravitation.
In the middle of the air,
be called away.
Trumpet's gonna sound so loud.
One day he's gonna raise the dead.
The hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
I believe he's coming back like he said.
Ronnie was talking about a vision. You know what brings a vision? Prayer and reading your Bible. When you got a desire, listen, when you got a desire down deep in your heart for this right here, and the desire to seek the face of the Lord and to draw near unto Him, that desire will create a vision inside of you. It opens your eyes. It puts something, it puts a go ye down deep inside of you. When the desire is there, there will be a vision. Oh, Lord. How many could say, Lord, open my eyes and give me a vision of the heavenly things, Lord, and what's awaiting? Hallelujah, Lord.
I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud. He'll awake the day in the twinkling of an eye. Split the eastern sky. I believe he's coming back like he said.